Please welcome Alicia Klein.
So true. So when my LA life fell apart, I sold most of my belongings. I packed the rest into my car, and I started driving east with the words, "What now?" echoing in my head. Words full of fear and an aching loneliness. I didn't have a plan or a destination. I just needed to get out to change my life, and this was the only way I really knew how to do that. I needed to start moving in any direction. So I started driving. You know, they say that the hardest part of any journey is the first step. I don't know, maybe. But my first step that first night was a campground in the Mojave National Preserve. There were maybe 20 campsites in this campground, and I was the only one there. There wasn't even a camp host or a park ranger. It was one of those honor system campsites where you write your information on an envelope and put your cash inside and drop it in a box. So I was literally the only person for at least 20 miles in any direction. The closest people were driving by on the highway 20 miles south of me. And I had some dinner, and I watched the sunset, and I just thought about how alone I was, how I had never been this alone. You know, when you're alone in your apartment in LA, there's like thousands of people on your block. Or alone in your car, there's even more. I was once alone in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico on a sailboat, no land in sight, but I was with my boyfriend, so we were alone together. So this night in the desert, it was just me. I have never been this alone, but I didn't feel lonely. For the first time in months, actually, I didn't feel lonely. Instead, I felt excited and hopeful, maybe because I had finally started moving, and I was at the beginning of something instead of at the end of something. So I got out my sleeping bag and my sleeping pad, and I lay down on a picnic table, and I looked up at the stars. I love looking at the stars. I still do. When I was in high school, I knew like hundreds of constellations, and I've forgotten them all, but I still love looking at the stars. I feel really strong things when I'm looking at the stars, two in particular. The first thing that I feel is, you know that thing about how the stars are so far away, it takes the light from some of them like thousands of years to reach our eyes. And so what we're looking at, like some of those stars might not even be there anymore. That's how long it takes for that light to reach us, and we just don't even know it. And that's just the stars that we can see. Like then there's all the stars that are so far away we can't even see them. And there's other solar systems and galaxies, and then, you know, there's that thing about how the universe is just like constantly expanding, and like I don't even understand that. Like, if the universe is everything, how can it keep getting bigger? I can't even have a concept of what that is. So, you know, looking at the stars, I just feel really tiny and insignificant, but not in a bad way. Like, I am this tiny, tiny part of something so huge and vast and unknowable, and it feels really comforting. Somehow. The second thing that I love about looking at the stars is what I think of as the American Tail feeling. So an American Tail is that animated movie from when I was a kid about a young Russian mouse named Fievel who comes to America with his family, the land of opportunity, where the streets are paved with cheese. And they get off the boat, and he gets separated from his family as soon as they get off the boat. And he spends the rest of the movie looking for his family. And there's this scene where he's looking out at the night sky, and he's singing, "Somewhere out there, beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight. Somewhere out there, someone's saying a prayer that we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star. And when the night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky." Woo! Thank you. is that feeling that, like, there's someone out there. And not just someone, not just a person, but a place, a home, a life, somewhere out there. And I don't know how or when or where I'll find it, but if I just keep moving on this path that I'm on and keep trusting and keep believing, that I'll find it. Nothing else happened that night, except it got super windy and I ended up sleeping in my car. And the next morning, I got up and I kept driving east with those same words echoing in my head, what now, what now, what now? But they had changed. Now those words were full of hope and excitement and full of possibility.